okay, I might not have employees right now, but in 3 to 5 years, I probably will. So you should start thinking about how can I become the leader my business is going to need in 3 years right now? How can I start becoming who my business will need in the future today so that when that time comes, I'm ready to lead? You're listening to the Solopreneur Hustle, a community that connects you with the resources you need to take the hustle out of solopreneurship. I'm your host, Nia Lewis, a business coach based in Charleston, South Carolina. The Solopreneur Hustle has a new Streamline Your Business Bootcamp that'll walk you through how to increase your income while decreasing the amount of time you spend working in your business. Subscribe to our email list today using the link in the description for this episode to get instant access to our free Streamline Your Business Bootcamp. All right, let's jump into this week's episode. Before we get started with today's episode, I'm so excited to tell y'all about my new book entitled Earn More, Work Less. Earn More, Work Less is a solopreneur's guide to building wealth and creating freedom. I wrote Earn More, Work Less because I want you to have control of how you spend your time. Because when you have control of your time, you have more freedom in life. The freedom to spend time with your friends and family without feeling guilty about not doing stuff for your business. The freedom to travel whenever you want. The freedom to do what brings you joy instead of being bogged down with time-consuming work that keeps your business afloat. I want you to know what it feels like to make bank without having to trade your time for money. I want you to earn more while working less. And I wrote this book to help you get started. It's time to say goodbye to carrying the responsibility of every aspect of your business on your shoulders, and it's time to say hello to time freedom. Click the link in the description for this episode to pre-order your copy of Earn More, Work Less, and use the promo code SOLO to get 10% off your purchase for a limited time. Visit www.thesolopreneurhustle.com/earnmoreworkless to pre-order your copy of my new book right now. Hey y'all, welcome to episode 117 of the Solopreneur Hustle podcast. Today I want to share with you guys some strategies you can use to prepare your solo business for growth. As solopreneurs and CEOs, we should be running our businesses today with our long-term goals in mind. Now, one of the biggest mistakes I made when I started my solo business was that I was so focused on the here and now, keeping everything together day to day, wearing every hat, that I really lost sight of my long-term vision and what the bigger picture was for me in entrepreneurship. As we know, one of our values at the Solopreneur Hustle is building businesses that are sustainable long-term and businesses that are designed for growth. I probably sound like a broken record at this point when I say this, but so many of us end up on that hamster wheel hustling to keep everything together without a plan for growth in place. I don't know about y'all, but I say this all the time. I don't want to be working as hard as I'm working now forever. So today I want to share with you all how I continuously prepare my business for growth to ensure that the time I'm investing into my company is taking me to bigger and better places, not keeping me stuck and stagnant. I think I have to say that again because I really want it to sink in. I am always looking to ensure that the time I'm investing into my business is taking me to bigger and better places, not keeping me stuck and stagnant. Just because you're making money doesn't mean you're not stuck and stagnant. You can be making a ton of money, but if your time is like it putting you in a place to where you're a slave to your business, then that's not a life of freedom. So I realized early on in my journey in business that having or making good money meant nothing to me if I didn't have the freedom to do what I wanted with my time when I wanted with my time. Making great money meant nothing if I didn't have free time to spend with people I love doing the things that were really important to me. So today I want to share with you guys some strategies that I think will be applicable to you to position your business for growth, no matter where you are in your journey in business. I've used these strategies even when my business was only 6 months old, without realizing it, I was putting things in place to prepare my business for growth without even realizing it. And now, up to this point, I've been in business for a little over 5 years, and I still use these strategies to this day. So I think you'll be able to apply these growth strategies to your business no matter where you are in your journey in entrepreneurship, if you're new or if you're more seasoned and you've been at this for a while. So here are 4 strategies you can use to prepare your business for growth. Number one, think about what you need before you need it. Back in episode 75, where I interviewed attorney Anita Lamar, she shared how when she started her firm, she would have milestones in place that represented what she needed to add to her business to support her growth when she reached different milestones. So when she had X amount of cases, she knew it would be time to hire another attorney or another paralegal to help her with different things. Once she reached this milestone, she knew she would have to hire this person or that person to help her sustain that growth. And so I thought that was a really great strategy that she put into words about how she prepares her business for the growth that she's manifesting before it even happens. And I use a very similar strategy in my business. For example, I know who I need on my team as I continue to grow my business. The more and more my business grows, I know what responsibilities I will need to remove from my plate and hand off to someone else. When I started this podcast, I knew once my community grew to a certain point, I wanted to remove podcast editing from my plate and hand that off to someone else. I've been pitching and promoting myself since the beginning, since I started my business, and I knew that eventually I needed to pass PR on to someone else. And just recently, I've reached a milestone in my journey in entrepreneurship to where I'm able to actually hand PR over to somebody else. And so you should be thinking about what you need to be doing on the back end to prepare your business for growth. And a huge part of that is thinking about what resources you need and who you'll need on your team moving forward when you reach different milestones. And so relating to that and thinking about what you need before you need it, the second strategy I want to share today that you can use to prepare your business for growth is to start documenting how you do everything. Now, when you think about what you need before you need it, it's not enough to just think about who the perfect person would be to help you with different things, or it's not enough to think about who you need on your team. What's actually more important than who you need is being able to support your team when you start to grow. So as a CEO, as the leader of your company, you should be thinking about how you can give whoever you add to your team everything they need to be successful in their role. So for example, when I hired a virtual assistant to help me with guest research for this podcast, hiring her wasn't stressful for me, and the results she got for me were exactly what I was looking for and exactly what I needed, because before I hired her, I was already documenting how I did guest research and the criteria I used to find qualified guests for different topics I wanted people to speak about here on the podcast. So when I hired this virtual assistant, I was essentially able to give her a document that outlined what I needed done, how it should be done, and what the results should look like. So when you're thinking about adding people to your team, what's more important than who the person is that can fill the role is what you as a CEO can do to support them and make communication between you and whoever you're adding to your team extremely clear. So even before you're ready to grow your business or expand your team, you should be thinking about how you do everything and how you can effectively communicate how you do to someone else. Let's take a quick break. I want to share with you some of our success tools for solopreneurs. Do you feel overwhelmed with keeping your business together? Are you feeling like your business isn't where you want it to be financially, but you're always working, so it feels impossible to create new streams of income? Do you find yourself missing out on special moments with friends or family because you're constantly working in your business? Well, let me tell you, I've been there, which is why I created Earn More, Work Less, a business growth guide that's all about how to say goodbye to trading your time for money. If you're ready to create the life of freedom you deserve to be living as a solopreneur, click the link in the description for this episode to pre-order your copy of Earn More, Work Less and use the promo code SOLO to get 10% off your purchase. Visit www.thesolopreneurhustle.com/earnmoreworkless to pre-order your copy of my business growth guide for solopreneurs. So when you start documenting how you do everything, once you're ready to start removing responsibilities from your plate, if you have the documentation, it's so much easier to train, it's easier to lead, it's easier to communicate what you need help with when you can show people exactly how it's done. So my documentation is in the form usually of either a document where I'm listing step by step how I do things and why I do it and how it should be done. And then there are other times where I turn on screen record using Zoom on my computer and I actually record how I do things, how I create content, how I put together flyers, how I'm sending out emails, how I'm organizing things. Really, the how piece is important. That's the most important part of the communication. When you're adding people to your team, it's not enough to say what you need done. You really have to show people how it should be done, why it's important, and what the results, what successful results in terms of completing the task look like through your eyes. Because, you know, what some people see as completing the task will be different than what your standards are for how you want it done. And so that's the second strategy you can use to prepare your business for growth. Start documenting how you do everything. So the third strategy you can use to prepare your business for growth is to simply create a long-term plan for growth. So in creating this plan for growth, you should be thinking about what you ultimately want to do with your time every day as the CEO of your company and what it makes sense to outsource. So I think a lot of times as solopreneurs, when we start businesses, we spend years bootstrapping and hustling and building, and all of this results in molding our life to our business instead of molding our business to the lifestyle we want. And so a few years ago, I started really thinking about, you know, I've been doing everything for so long, but in a perfect scenario, what do I really want to do with my time? I do a lot of things because I have to, but what do I really want with my life? If I woke up every day and could do things that just bring me joy, nothing that really feels like work, what would that look like for me? And so I started then tailoring my business objectives and where I'm going with my business to fit the lifestyle that I really want to achieve. There are so many ways to build a successful business, and there's not one business model that works for everybody. And so I went back to the drawing board and said, all right, this is what I do, and these are what my gifts are. How can I shift my business model? How can I position my business for growth in ways that really align with the life I want? And so that was when I transitioned from doing a lot of one-on-one services and live classes to doing more online pre-recorded stuff, one-to-many services that allowed me to have more time freedom. And so a huge part of my growth in entrepreneurship was shifting my business model, outsourcing more so that I had more time freedom. So I challenge you to think about, in growing your business, how can you shift your business to mold to the lifestyle you want instead of trying to fit your life into your business? And then work to create a plan for growth that helps you to achieve just that. All right, and the fourth strategy you can use to prepare your business for growth is to focus on leadership training. Leadership is a topic in the entrepreneurial space that is often overlooked, but it is so, so, so important. As a solopreneur, as the CEO of your company, if you're not able to lead your business in a direction that makes sense, your business won't reach its greatest potential. Some of the topics I regularly educate myself about when it comes to leadership are how to relinquish control, how to manage people, how to train, how to communicate effectively, how to build relationships. You want to start thinking about what leadership skills you'll need as you start to move onward and upward. Like when it comes to leadership, you want to think about who you need to be as a leader in 5 years, as opposed to what you need to be as a leader right now. So in thinking about growth, even in thinking about leadership, you need to be forward thinking. Like, okay, I might not have employees right now, but in 3 to 5 years, I probably will. So you should start thinking about how can I become the leader my business is going to need in 3 years right now? How can I start becoming who my business will need in the future today so that when that time comes, I'm ready to lead? All right. So I hope this information today was helpful for you. Make sure you're hustling to grow, not hustling to stay afloat. Run your business with the end goal in mind and let every investment of time and resources into your business get you closer and closer to achieving that long-term goal. The way you're running your business right now should be with growth in mind. All right, y'all, that's all for today's episode. Just to let you all know, we now have a resource page on our website with recommended learning tools, trainings, and resources you can use to improve your business. Click the link down below in the description for this episode to get access to our new resource page at www.thesolopreneurhustle.com/resources. Again, check out our resource page at www.thesolopreneurhustle.com/resources. All right, I hope y'all have a good week. Continue to move onward, upward, and forward. Until next time. Hey y'all, thanks for listening to this week's episode. To stay connected between episodes, subscribe to our email list using the link in the description for this episode. Follow us on Instagram or Facebook at Solopreneur Hustle, and don't forget to share the Solopreneur Hustle podcast with a boss friend. I hope you have a great week, and thank you for supporting the Solopreneur Hustle podcast. Until next time.